You're listening to Radio MD. What's good and good for you? Why, Family Food Kitchen, of course. Here they are, Ellen Briggs and Carolina Jantak.
We are so fortunate today. The National Geographic is taking us on a fun food adventure. Get ready to turn your kids into seasonal foodies with our guide, Becky Bain. She's the editor of their delicious kids cookbook called National Geographic Kid Cookbook. What else? A year-round fun food adventure. Becky, I've lived in Iceland and Turkey, and where I've witnessed kids eating lots of fresh food with fresh seasonings. They just go around and chew on fresh cucumbers like it's a lollipop, and they love it. And it's time, and from my opinion, to broaden our kids in this country, to broaden their relationship with food. It's just too narrow. And your book is a perfect food fun tool to do this. So what motivated you to put this together with Chef Barton Seaver?
So we definitely agree that where things that are completely normal in other countries, we may not have so much in the United States. And it was kind of time to change kids' way of thinking and getting them to look at fruits and vegetables as delicious and getting them actively involved so they're excited about food and, you know, kids are much more likely to eat something if they have a hand in preparing it. So we really thought it was time National Geographic Kids did a cookbook. And Barton Seaver was just kind of a perfect fit. He was already a National Geographic Explorer because not only being a chef, he is also an advocate for sustainability in our oceans. He's big into, you know, healthy food and getting the whole family involved in healthy cooking. So we approached him with the idea, and the rest kind of grew from there. And I think that we came out with a book that's pretty spectacular for the whole family.
Well, it really is. It is totally colorful, fun, and you start off with the cooking techniques, which for me is like, all right, let's get the kids involved right now with some cooking techniques. Was that your plan?
So we were really, the purpose of this book was not to talk down to kids and assume that they can't do something. Most of the time, kids just need to know how to do something, and then you would actually be surprised if you gave them an opportunity. So the beginning of the book, we start with cooking terminology and cooking equipment. So what it means to saute versus boil something, you know, what a saucepan is, what a whisk is, things like that. So these terms would not be unfamiliar with them as they came across them in the text. And then the cooking techniques, we really wanted to show kids that there's different ways of preparing food and eating food. So even if you don't like carrots cooked one way, you might like them cooked another. And a good example of that, one of the most delicious ways to eat vegetables is by blanching them. They make them a little bit, you know, softer and easier to digest, but doesn't break down all the nutrients. And of course, it's simple. You put them in boiling water for a minute, and then you immediately drop them in ice water, and they're ready to eat. So we wanted to show kids how simple it is.
Oh, and you did a terrific job at that. I have to say, I have a 7-year-old and a 5-year-old, and they just went nuts over the book. They're fans of National Geographic Amazing Facts books, and so the format was very familiar for them with the big pictures and just the sections very well divided, so they absolutely loved. And my daughter was just so into the challenges. I thought that was just genius to put in there. You want to tell everybody what that's all about?
Yeah, sure. So the way the cookbook is set up, it's set up by month because Barton is so big into eating seasonally because food that's eaten when it's in season is going to taste better than, you know, food that's eaten at a time where it's grown all the way across the world and then, you know, shipped to our country. But to go along with that, we really wanted kids to get involved in food and activity outside of the kitchen. So each month we have a different activity they can engage in related to food. So I think May is the season when farmers markets open. So we have this farmers markets game where the kid like makes a grid of the alphabet, and then they have to go around the farmers market and try everything that starts with a certain letter. So A, they could try an apple. B, they could try a, you know, banana. C, they could try cabbage. And then they get extra points for if they actually taste some of these things, or if they go home, buy something, go home and make a meal with it. We have one where they make a bird bath so they can observe, you know, wildlife that's in season. There's a
this This month you have, we're doing it here this month at the Green Tally, and my kids are all into it. So we had to actually make little charts that stay on the fridge. And every time one of them eats something green, they go and put a mark on it. And then at the end of the week, we tally up to see who ate most green things. I mean, they're having so much fun with it. And what a great way to encourage them to try more green foods. Some of them, they are, you know, broccoli, yeah, they eat it every day. But we had Brussels sprouts the other day, and my son was hesitant about it. And I said, well, it is green, you'll get points. And all of a sudden, he's like, all right, I'll try one.
As a competitive person by nature, I think that as a kid, this would have definitely gotten me to, you know, crave those green beans. But it's just a fun, really simple activity, and you can get the whole family involved by tallying up even how much mom and dad are eating, you know, green wise, and then kids could say, you know, dad, you're falling behind, you know, you need to eat the spinach, and so it's a whole way to get the family involved.
You got it. That's absolutely right. That is absolutely what happened in my house. All of a sudden, the husband is going, oh, no, I got to get more points. I can't lose to the kids. So, it's been fun for everyone, and it definitely has been fantastic. But another one of my favorite parts is it's your actual recipes. There are recipes that are, you know, they're not kid food that most people would recognize as kid food, but they're recipes that kids can make, and they're very good. Kids will like them. So I thought that was very sensitive to do that, to not just do the same old chicken nuggets 500 ways, but to branch out and let them experience more grown-up food that is still delicious for kids to eat. So that was fantastic. Do you have a favorite recipe from the book?
I do. I really love the West African mafé recipe, which sounds totally unfamiliar. And if you said to a kid, hey, do you want to try this West African mafé, which is basically a stew, they would be like, no. But if they're actively involved in putting it together and knows what goes into it, it's actually very similar to some of the foods that they probably know and love. We at National Geographic, we're very big on experiencing new cultures and, you know, getting kids familiar with things that are a little bit outside of their comfort zone, and that can kind of lead to more adventurous eating. And one of the big kind of trickle-down effects of this latest foodie craze is that kids are starting to kind of pick up on it as well. So there have been articles about how kids' menus are getting much more sophisticated, and, you know, there's all these kids' cooking competition shows now on TV. So this isn't just a one-off thing where you can try to get your kid to do this. It's really becoming a way of life. But the West African mafé is a little bit of like a ground beef tomato stew, but it has one big twist, and that's adding peanut butter, which sounds like it may not taste that good, but it's actually delicious. And, you know, what kid turns up peanut butter?
No, that sounds genius to me. It's on my to-do list. I had already checked that one out, and I have a little sticky note next to it that I will definitely be making because it sounds terrific. So, Becky, I want everybody to have a chance to go and get this book. Can you tell them where they can find the book?
Yes, you can visit our website, which is kids.nationalgeographic.com. And there you can go, you can see all the books we do. You know, you can read about animals, play games. There's even a bunch of recipes up on the site if you want to try them out. Or we are available wherever books are sold.
That's fantastic. So they get a little sneak peek if they go to the website, and then they can actually get the book and bring it home. So that's, again, nationalgeographic.com, and you will find it on there. I suppose they could also find it at amazon.com, correct?
Yes, Amazon or, you know, your local Barnes & Noble.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much for creating this with Chef Barton. Congratulations. The book is amazing. My two kids absolutely loved. My daughter has a project for school coming up next week, and she's already requested to do something from the book for her project and wants to bring the book into school. So I have a feeling it's going to be a very popular book here in my area. So thank you so much again, Becky, for everything. And in the meantime, I want everybody to know that they can find us on kidcritics.org, and they can listen for more shows from us on radiomd.com. In the meantime, eat well and stay well.